So when I was a kid and I saw a Mercedes, I usually noticed it. And the first thing I thought of was wonder how much money they have and wonder what they do for a living. It was somewhat of a status symbol in many circles. And here's the thing. In today's culture, a nice car is still a status symbol, meaning people buy the nice car, spend way too much money on a car, but they want to be seen in that thing. They want to be seen. They want to be driving around. They want people to know that hey, they've got a Mercedes. Hey, they've got a Bentley, a whatever the car is. But you took notice of that. I took notice of that growing up because it was uncommon. I think that things have changed a little bit because, hear me out. I heard this said the other day and it made me think, and so I kind of went down the rabbit hole of this, is health is the Mercedes of the 90s. Hear me out. When you walk into a room and you're in great shape, people take notice. Health commands respect when you enter a room. And when you walk into a room and you're noticeable because you're in good shape, people know that you have these four things. Number one is discipline. You have spent time doing something that's probably pretty difficult in order to look the way that you look, feel the way that you feel, whatever the case may be. So people know when you look that way that you've had some kind of discipline. The next thing is they know that you have a sense of delayed gratification. Now, what is delayed gratification? It is doing something now and knowing that the result is not going to come until way on down the line. So I've done something today knowing that I'm not going to look and feel the way that I want to and for months or years. Delayed gratification is something very difficult in our day and time simply because everything that we do, you can have almost instantly. Online, Amazon, all things, you can get things pretty quickly. The third thing that health commands and people notice is patience. Because of the way you look and the way the physical health that you have, they know that you've been patient, meaning, again, you've waited for something. You've spent time doing something, and it's probably been pretty difficult. It's probably been really hard. Hard things, you have to be patient for hard things. The last thing is you're consistent, meaning you've put time in, you've eaten correctly, you've exercised diligently over time, and you've been really consistent with that. So discipline, delayed gratification, patience, and you're consistent. So that's the things that when you walk into a room and people see you, that's what it tells people, that you've done those four things. So here's my thing. Get as healthy as you can. Live as long as you can so that you can continue to be better. Man, I see a lot of sick people, you know, whether we're delivering food in hospitals or we're going to different places, I see a lot of sick people, and it hurts my soul because at some point, they decided to take the easy way out in some ways. So how do we get as healthy as we can? How do we get as healthy as we can? I got a handful of things. Let's talk about these first thing. Number one is move every day. Don't overanalyze this. So I just got finished reading a book called The Comfort Crisis. And in the book, they go through and they analyze how, as a society, we have just stopped moving. We are so used to sitting at desk and sitting around all day long. That's not the way we were. Move every day. That's the easy thing. And again, don't analyze that. When I say move every day, that's exercise. Don't overanalyze what that is. The next thing is eat real food. If you've listened to us at any length of time, you know that I believe in move every day and eat real food. So what is real food? Real food is one ingredient items. What are things that are one ingredient? If it's got one ingredient, eat that thing. Whole foods, chicken, broccoli, rice, things like that, that are one ingredient items. So I had the opportunity when I lived in Cookeville, Tennessee, I had the opportunity to get involved in the front end of CrossFit. And I got to work out with a guy named Rich Froning. Now, Rich Froning is the Michael Jordan of CrossFit. He is probably one of the best that's ever walked the planet as far as the sport of fitness in CrossFit. And I got to spend tons and tons of time with him, got to see a bunch of different interviews. And one of the questions that people would always ask is, hey, how do you work out? What do you do? What's your training program? And he got asked the question for the thousandth time. And we were sitting there and he looks at us and he goes, all workouts work. All training programs work. All diets work. You just gotta do them. And I will say this, he is right. Because we did so many different workouts and splits and different things. They work. But they only work when you consistently do them. So if you can consistently move and you can consistently eat well, you'll get results. Because all the things work. They do. You just gotta do them, okay? Third thing is, to get as healthy as you possibly can be, stop drinking alcohol. So let me say this. From the time I was born to the time I was 38, I never had any alcohol. The reason being is because I was raised in a Christian home, a Baptist Christian home that kind of, steered away from any kind of alcohol. And my dad was an alcoholic. My dad was an amazing man, but he drank too much. So I steered away from alcohol for a long time. Well, then for about 5 or 6 years, I drank socially, I just did. I don't know why I just did. Here, I haven't drank any alcohol in the last year as we sit here today. And I sit there and I've done all the studies and I've read all the things. And remember back when we were kids, they used to say, hey, if you drink a glass of red wine at night, is good for your heart. They have debunked that. That is a bunch of crap. Alcohol is a foreign substance to our body. We don't need to drink alcohol. You can Google Andrew Huberman alcohol, Peter Attia alcohol. It's not good for us. We need to stop drinking alcohol. It is bad for our system. I could go on for a long time with that, but I'm not. Okay, let's go to the fourth thing. The fourth thing is drink lots of water. Water is the oil for our system. Like oil for a car, it is the best thing for our system because it helps all of our systems run properly. You got to drink water because you got to keep your system moving. Okay, that is an incredibly important thing. That's number four. How much is too much? There's not too much, really. How much do you need minimally? Everyone needs at least 100 ounces. You need a gallon, but 100 ounces of water is probably the minimum you need to drink a day. The fifth thing is don't drink your calories. That sounds like really technical. But what happens is when we drink calories, soda, sugary coffee drinks, lemonades, things like that, when we drink our calories, we are consuming massive amounts of sugar, massive amounts of calories at one time. And our brain doesn't trigger that, hey, we're full. And so we then in turn go and consume more things. And so we can consume a bunch of calories in a small amount of time when we drink our calories. So don't drink calories. Last thing, avoid eating out if you can. Why is that? Because when we eat out, most of the time, the foods that we eat out are processed. Now, you're going to a super nice restaurant, hey, eat there. Those foods are great most of the time. So those are the things to get us as healthy as we can. Here's the thing. Internal hack of being healthy is it allows you to make better decisions because the chemicals in our body are flowing through our body are cleaner. It allows us to make those decisions better because when we have clean things in our system and our body is working as optimally as we can make better decisions mentally because we're eating well, because we're exercising on a consistent basis. What that does is that helps everything move. And when everything's moving, our brain and the blood's flowing through our brain clear. And when it does that, we can make better decisions. I hope that you enjoyed this. This is something that I've noticed. I've seen different posts on this and I wanted to address it because this is true. What used to be noticeable in the 80s and 90s when I was growing up is not the thing anymore. Being healthy and being healthy for a long, long period of time is a status symbol, but also it is a good status symbol because what it does is it elevates us on so many different levels. So the question was asked is, when did this click for me? And have I always known this? So my parents, my dad coached football. And so, but being healthy and eating the right foods and things like that wasn't really pushed growing up. So I'll give you a great example. When I woke up, I used to walk to the fridge and drink Mountain Dew in the morning as a kid, every morning, like get you some of that. So that's what I used to. But also my dad would bring cases and cases of drinks home. You know, I think we were sponsored by Pepsi at the school he was at. So he'd bring, you know, Grape Co. and Pepsi and Mountain Dew and all those things. He'd bring cases of that stuff home. So I drank a ton of that. I'd also drink a ton of Gatorade because he got it from the stadium. So as far as the healthy lifestyle is concerned, we ate Hamburger Helper a lot. Not a knock on my mom and dad. It was just the way we rolled. I think when it really, really clicked for me was I got really involved in CrossFit back in 2008, 2009, 2010. And when you get involved in that world, in a way, it's a healthy shaming. Because they don't shame you for not doing those things, but you want to keep up and do those things because you want to fit in. And it's honestly just positive peer pressure. So I think that it started to click there because I remember when we first got married, we moved to North Carolina and I worked so much. I mean, I worked 90 hours, 100 hours a week. And I remember getting home from work and Jackie and you remember the show Lost, like the TV show Lost. So Jackie and we used to watch this show all the time. But we would come home. We lived in North Carolina and she worked 50, 60 hours a week. So she worked a ton too. So we would come home and we would eat grilled chicken. We would fry French fries in a deep fryer and we would drink grape Kool-Aid. And we ate that all the time. That is not very healthy. So we were exercising like a madman. So exercise has always been there for me. I was a power lifter in college. I got into running marathons. I've run 4 marathons. I went through a stage doing that. I was extremely involved in CrossFit. So I've been physically active all my life. The food really kicked in the back end of like the CrossFit stages because I learned so much from all the CrossFit community, but also guys like Brian McKenzie, who was extremely instrumental in my health career, huge influences on me. And so through that, you just kind of go down a rabbit hole, man. When you go down that rabbit hole, you really don't want to be unhealthy anymore. So I guess that's where all that comes from.